smaller than the day I lived. But it don't matter how big I get, I still wipe my feet and watch my mouth at Mama's house.
Wipe your feet and watch your mouth. Come on in to Rosie's house. We're talking kitchen remodeling. And, you know, I was gone all week meeting contractors from all across the country in Boulder, Colorado, and didn't have time to really reach out to anybody to come in and be in studio with me to help cover this topic. So fortunately, I was able to just grab Stan at Rosie on the house remodeling and say, Stan, come on in. Help me cover this. You know it better inside and out than I do. And I'll tell you, no matter where you are in Arizona, we have a remodeling contractor you can visit with. All the way up in Flagstaff, we've got JKC. In Sedona, we've got Diamond Sky. In Prescott Quad City areas, we've got Renovations. Right here in the Phoenix metro area, we've got TWD handling the entire west side. We have BC Renovations, Brad Christensen handling all the east side and central area. We've got Kirk Development. BC, Brad Renovations, was a superintendent for me at Legacy back in the 90s, went out on his own and been on his own ever since. Kirk Development was the first job I took back in 1983 in residential remodeling, learned everything in the industry from George Kirk. You've got Kirk Development in north central Phoenix. And little bitty, you know, Rosie on the House Remodeling is just a little bitty company that we're just running, having a little fun with. We're available. And then down in Tucson, you've got Assurance Builders and you've got Aaron Design, Janice Donnell and Aaron Design. So we've got it all covered all the way across the board, all through the valley, Tucson, Pinal County, Pima County, Yavapai County, Coconino County. It's covered. All of those contractors you can find at RosieOnTheHouse.com. So let's get back to kitchen remodeling. We were ramping up, Stan, to $50,000, $70,000, $100,000.
See how easy that happens?
Jennifer,
I kind of put the brakes on, didn't I?
What have you got, Jennifer?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if that discourages you, I actually put the picture of the before and after on Facebook, and the after of that kitchen is pretty breathtaking and out of the reach of most of us. So I was thinking, what could you do? And since it's Mother's Day, how about we mentioned fresh light bulbs, having the whole house window cleaned by Clearco. They do a great job. Maybe even a new skylight. I just love fresh glass.
And all right.
How about a new shower door? TrueView would do that for you.
Okay.
Or new window coverings. Get some great blinds, wood shutters made with New West. So just that kind of thing. And also have your whole carpet and flooring cleaned. Arizona Carpet Repair would do that for you. What else?
With tile and grout, you know, give your grout a fresh look, bring it back to its original condition.
That can take 5 or 10 years off of things to clean up that tile.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And an idea I liked was just to stack up all your stuff and call a handyman. Hire yourself a handyman for the day and just quit living with all the little broken stuff around the house.
Put together the honeydew list.
She's not talking of personal experience.
Really?
Stan, that's can not I show you my list?
You have, and it's the size of a Yellow Pages.
My traveling commitments have really hampered in on my do-it-yourself work around the house. But I promise you, babe, I'm home now for a while, and I'm going to make it up to you. We got some things we're going to get done.
All right.
Stan, what is, in not just with Rosie on House Remodeling, your experience that you and I have worked together off and on for going on close to 15, 16 years. I'm not talking about projects you may necessarily have done for us or with us, but thinking back in all of your remodeling experience, what's the most expensive kitchen project you ever did?
Oh, my. That was in my tenure with Legacy.
Okay.
And there was a woman in North Scottsdale who hired us to build her dream kitchen. And it was a $250,000 project, and it had every...
The kitchen.
It had every... And it was probably, I'm going to say 250 square feet. It had every bell, every whistle, every accoutrement you could even possibly think of from a, you know, 500,000 BTU, you know, commercial gas oven and, you know, three refrigerators and three freezers with oak pan. I mean, it was absolutely stunning. we got done with the job. We were sitting there at the island, one of two islands, fine-tuning all of the, you know, the different closeout documents. And, you know, she wrote us the final check. And I said, you know, this has been a real joy. It's been a pleasure to work with you guys. You've been great. She says, you know, it's been nice, but she says, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I don't cook. I thought, woo-hoo! Well, okay. You know, I didn't know what to say at that point other than, well, thank you very much. If there's any everything we can do for you in the future,
what
let
else
us know.
Don't you do? You're like...
It's funny. I haven't owned that construction company for 15 years, and people still ask me if it's my company, and it's not. So, listen, folks, if you're... No, no worries. Listen, if you're contemplating a remodel, just do me this one favor. Go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And the way we become your best friend is we give you a ton of information for free. On the home page, over on the right, it says Best of Rosie on the House. Down that tab, it says Rosie's Consumer Guides. Click on that, and there are consumer guides on how to hire a contractor. Print it, read it, and follow that plan closely. I promise you, your potential for a successful project are infinitesimally larger if you'll just follow the directions. Hey, y'all have a great week. We'll be back next week. I'll be talking bathroom remodeling.
And pest control and bugs.
That's right, bugs. It's going to be a big year for bugs.